Breed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio, Hour 2, Chicago, the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Welcome inside the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with me from Chicago, live to tape. I can't call it live.
It's still live.
Live to tape.
We're alive.
We're live. We're here.
Live. And if people are listening, they're alive, so we're live.
Welcome to the program. Crossbreed Holster Studios are in Chi-Town. We've talked a lot about Chicago together and some of the really terrible numbers here.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Stacey Washington, Stacey on the right, who is sitting here with me as long as I can keep her. Her and I just got off of a speaking panel together.
It was so good.
What was the title? It was titled Gun Rights from a Media Perspective?
Yeah, Media Gun Rights. Let's see. Gun Rights Battle from a Media Perspective. It was phenomenal.
It worked.
It worked.
I think we accomplished our goals, and we got to meet a major league pitcher who walked up stage with us, right?
Yeah, he was just sitting there next to us like, no big deal.
He took your seat.
Stephen Gutowski, Mark Walters, who is your host, moi, and David Workman, and everybody was awesome.
Wasn't it fun?
It was so much fun. The room was pretty full. I mean, hundreds of people.
Hundreds of people.
Hundreds.
And I can tell you, this is not my first GRPC rodeo.
This is my first.
Who invited you?
It's this guy, and he's pretty awesome. He has a radio show. It was you. You invited me.
Am I awesome?
Me a text. Yeah, you are. He sends me this text message, you guys. And he's like, hey, you been to GRPC? I'm like, no, I've never had a chance to go. He's like, well, you're going and you're going to be in a panel with me. Capiche? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, this is
course.
A big deal.
Yeah,
this is a big deal.
Not only is it a big deal because of the people who are here, but also because there's a lot of really great professional information being shared, the kind of stuff you can't get when you're just listening to regular radio. It's a conference for gun rights advocates and the professionals in the industry, and it's an important one. And I'm really excited I got to come this time.
It's not. I was talking with Cheryl Todd from from Gun
I got
Gun
to
Freedom
meet her
Radio.
In person.
Right?
Yes.
Cheryl's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
known her a long time, and I'll ask you the same thing. Well, I'll mention to it and get your thoughts on it. Because you and I meet at different venues. We meet at SHOT Show, right? Mm-hmm. There's the NRA convention.
Mm-hmm.
These are big convention floors, acres that you never even get to see everything. And big booths and shiny displays. This is none of that.
No.
This is a room filled with nearly 1,000 people. This is the biggest that I've seen so far.
It's really, really full. Lots
Huge.
Of people.
And I guess it's kind of cliche, but this is the gun lobby here. And you have representatives from every major activist group fighting for gun rights is here.
The little ones, quote unquote.
And the big
I don't
ones.
Really think anyone's little in the gun rights industry because you have to really be strong to come out for gun rights in today's America. But when I say the little ones, it's the ones that you don't see maybe on television or here on radio, but they're still doing that hard work. The tip of the spear, the people who are in their local communities advocating for gun rights and normalizing what is very normal, which is gun ownership, shooting, the accessories, the everything that goes into us doing what we do. And what I've been struck by, because you talk about that it's smaller, it's almost like the family meeting, It's the smaller event.
No,
and
that's
those other
good.
Events are important. But
no, that's good. I like the
too.
Analogy because this is the event, as I mentioned with my other guests, where the agenda is driven forward. And you know who picks up on that agenda, even though it's put on by Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation here. But the NRA ILA picks it up because they're here.
Yeah.
Members of the board of directors are here. They're
Fantastic.
Speaking. You've got Gun Owners of America. Eric Pratt spoke before we did.
Yeah.
Right after us, Rob Pincus was speaking. And Rob, good friend, he's going to be on the show with us here shortly. He brings an amazing perspective because he's saying, hey, maybe we got to change the way we approach talking to liberals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look who's sitting next to me, the liberal gun group, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to change the way I talk about liberals because I know what liberals are all about. But I know what perspective he's coming from.
No, I get where. And there's a place for all of that. So the way
this
that
is
the I
place
approach,
to talk about it.
Sure. But the approach that he's advocating for, there are people who can adopt that approach and take
Correct.
That and run with it. There are people who kind of speak to the home side, like myself and like you. And we do have detractors and liberals who listen to our programming, but it's more that we're kind of speaking into our home base. And it's important for all of it. I think it's fantastic when I hear people talking about, they're reaching out to the other side, and there is some room there for that. There are some people who are receptive to learning. But for most of them, they're so indoctrinated and so completely bowled over by the Kool-Aid that they've drank. They're addicted to the ideological perspective.
Well, and those are internet users, too. Those are the Twitter feeders. Yeah. Those are the bottom dwellers.
Yeah. I mean, just the basement trolls.
They have no intention of talking to anything. And I'm not interested in compromising, nor do I want to compromise with them in particular.
No deal.
Nor do they want to talk to me. That's not the point. Mm. At this convention, though. Convention?
Yeah.
Gathering?
Call it conference.
Conference would be better, right?
Yeah.
Gun rights policy conference.
Yeah.
It's not the gun rights policy convention.
Yeah. It's a big conference, but yeah. Yeah, it's nowhere near the size of like the NRA convention where you have 87,000 people, but that's not the point. The point here is information and networking and kind of meeting up with the home team and reconnecting.
Finding out where we're going to go next. Now, it's not like we've got a lot to talk about, right? We've got midterms coming up in about 50 days.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Alan opened up this morning. I know you missed Alan's opening remarks, but what he did was he focused a lot on Michael Bloomberg and the amount of money that Michael Bloomberg is putting out here. Now, Alan Gottlieb, as you know, is embroiled in a terrible fight in Washington State. Where you have right now, Initiative 1639, the left dumping millions, 6 to 7 million to our hundreds of thousands. And it's nearly impossible to compete with that, as you know.
Well, it's impossible to compete with the money, but the boots on the ground is where it's at. And
I'm hopeful.
So we've seen George Soros dump hundreds of millions of dollars in. And one of the things that we can do is... really, it's the grassroots. That's why their polling never works. That's why they don't understand why they lost in 2016, because they just dump a lot of money into things, and then they believe that once they've dumped the money, they're going to have the results. Money and air wars don't always yield the results. Sometimes you got to have that person-to-person contact, and I think that's what we excel at in the industry that we're in.
And that's why we're here.
That's
the person-to-person contact is what this thing's all
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
The money that he was talking about with Bloomberg, let me go back there quickly. He was talking 80-plus million. 80-plus million.
That's a lot of money.
That's just a start. I've reminded my guests prior to your getting here that Bloomberg ran New York as a quote-unquote Republican. As the mayor, didn't he? Bloomberg, Bloomberg was a Republican mayor.
Who even remembers that?
Right.
Wow.
He was a Republican mayor. He left and became an independent because he didn't like the direction of the party.
Well, not
he's
not
considering
radical.
Running now as a Democrat in 2020. So I like
they
that.
All think they can replicate Trump. That's
conviction.
Not happening.
There's no conviction with these people whatsoever, and I think that proves that there's no conviction. They will go whatever direction they feel they want to go.
They don't have any allegiances.
There's
really.
No allegiance
it's
to get to.
It's just the ideology.
Anything. So then, as we sit here now, and you've seen the list of these speakers, it's amazing. It's a litany of the
fantastic.
Who's who. It is a cornucopia. Of knowledge.
I mean, I ran down the list and I saw all of the different people that I either read them or I listen to them or, you know, it's everyone that you would want to hear from all packed into these couple of days.
Including you.
Well,
everybody here. I mean, you walked out in the hallway and everybody wanted your photograph. Thank you very much for what you're doing because they know what you do in St. Louis.
It
they
was,
know what you did from a media
it was
perspective.
So much fun to speak to the group. It's a very lively crowd. And I thought, you know, I actually had other things that I thought I could give out. You know, when someone says, hey, do you want to speak? You're like, sure. And then you start thinking about all the different things you could talk about. And you're like, wait. I have like 8 minutes.
You're a professional, you know, and you stood up there like me, and you said, "You know what? I could
what
just
do I
go.
Do? I could just totally go." But then I realized there was some real value in kind of coming from the perspective of what happened with the Post-Dispatch, just to kind of say, "Look, you know, they're going to push you down, but we're always going to get back up, and they really need us." I guess the cake taker is the big deal for us, Mark, is we know. As kind of the grown-ups in the room whenever we're with liberals, that we're providing a service to them free of charge that they claim they don't want until they actually need it.
Until they need it.
Until they need it.
I can't tell you how many people I've run into over the years that were actually fixed by needing something that I had that they wished they had when they
at
needed
the
it and didn't at the time. That tends to fix people. I hope you follow me, listener,
on that. Oh, I gotcha.
That's an easy fix.
It's an easy fix, but you can't. That's when we can't decide when it comes. Comes on its own.
Evil decides when that comes.
Yeah.
And I think the big takeaway from that is you have to first accept that it's existence, or you're never going to be prepared for it.
Well, the grown-ups accept it.
We're getting ready to take a break. Stacey Washington sits with me. Can you stay with me for one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right, great. She's going to stay with me for one more segment. We are at the Gun Rights Policy Conference 2018. Stacey Washington here for the first time. Absolutely thrilled that you accepted the invitation. And I'm going to be honest with you. The conference wouldn't have been the same with you not on that panel.
Thank you.
You needed to be here for this because of who you are, what you represent, your background, what you do. Your voice is incredibly powerful, and I think everybody here got a taste of that. I think you're going to see your numbers blow up. When we come back, Stacey Washington, Gun Rights Policy Conference, 33rd, 2018, back after this. Attention, Armed American Radio listener. Remember the USCCA gun giveaway I told you about earlier? Well, if you want to win big, you have to hurry. The USCCA wants to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. It's easy, quick, 100% free, but it's almost over. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 entries to win right now. This is your last chance. If you win, you'll get $1,500 to buy the brand new gun of your dreams. And remember, it's not just one gun. You'll get 10 free chances to win. Not only is the USCCA on a mission to make sure every responsible gun owner like us is educated, trained, and insured, they just love giving away free guns. But you're running out of time. This all ends this Friday at midnight. Don't miss your last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted for free. You won't hear this again. Hurry over to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Don't miss out on this opportunity to win $1,500 in the gun of your dreams. Good luck.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm when not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size Magazines Handguns, with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com for more information and to buy today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Monster Broadcast Studios. Stacy Washington, we got a lot to talk about with you because of what just happened here. But before we
I can't even believe it.
Oh, I know. While you sit there in shock, let me get a little bit of business out of the way. Is that okay?
Yeah.
How about we do that? Because I'm talking to you, gun lover. I've got to get this business in. But you remember the USCCA gun giveaway I told you about earlier? I've been talking about it for a couple weeks. If you want to win big, you have to hurry. The USCCA wants to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. It's easy, quick, and 100% free, but it's almost over. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 entries to win right now. This is your last chance. If you win, you'll get $1,500 to buy the brand new gun of your dreams. And remember, it's not just one gun. You'll get 10 free chances to win. Not only is the USCCA on a mission to make sure every responsible gun owner is educated, trained, and insured, they just love giving away free guns. I know because I've been telling you about this stuff for a long time. But you're running out of time. It ends this Friday at midnight. Don't miss your last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted for free. You won't hear this again. Hurry over to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. All right, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, relocated to the Gun Rights Policy Conference 2018, the 33rd annual. I'm sitting here with Stacy Washington, Stacy on the right, and you are excited for good reason. We, in between segments, listeners know we're taping this so we can get them all the great guests. We went to a break, then we went and had lunch during the awards ceremony. Mm-hmm. We got to listen to who speak.
Well, Kurt Schilling, who... interestingly enough, said the name of someone we all know and love often, but only referred to him by his first name. So they're on first name basis. Oh, yeah, it was Mark. It was Mark. So he's like up there speaking to the entire group, and he's going, because blah, 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 when Mark and I, yada, 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 Mark. And I'm like looking over and... Mark smiling like a Cheshire cat and also looking a little like a little shy and flabbergasted, but mostly just proud.
I am a huge Kurt baseball
Schilling
fan. That's Kurt Schilling.
Totally
we're talking
saying
about.
His name, and I'm talking about him. Apparently, they're friends, okay? Apparently, they're buds. The rest of us just have to wait on our chance to get to know Major League Baseball player Kurt Schilling, but Mark already knows him and they're friends.
You're rolling your eyes.
he was like, we were fist bumping and stuff. It was pretty cool.
It was
awesome.
Fun.
He just threw his name out there like the way I would throw my husband's name out there or my best friend. Yeah.
But it was in context of joining his show on 2A Tuesdays on AWR, right?
So he has this amazing show, Kurt Schilling does, and he talks about a lot of different issues. But on Tuesdays, he has AWR Hawkins and your own Mark Walters onto the program. And he actually was referring to how much he's learned from you and AWR about gun rights, gun ownership, things that he couldn't learn on his own.
Yeah, we've been doing it with
conversation.
We've been doing it with him now for a couple of years.
Yeah,
it's an awful lot of fun to work with him.
I mean,
he's real outspoken,
radio.
You know, and it is good radio.
Yeah.
But then Kyle Kashuv, the young kid from Parkland, spoke.
Oh my goodness!
And I mean, he just raised the hair on my arms.
He was great. You know, for him to be so young, there's something about listening to him. You know how some kids are an old soul. He's definitely an old soul, but there's something about the fact that he's been one of the very few pro-gun survivors of the Parkland shooting, where it's literally, I think it's changed him. It's changed the trajectory of his life and his public speaking. I imagine he was a great student and that he was a great, you know, kind of
speaking
debater.
He's up at the top of his class.
Right.
Yeah,
but
obviously.
I think this event and the fact that he chose to come out instead of retreating into himself and his, you know, the fact that he chose to do that has really played a huge role in how wonderfully he's able to articulate what he believes. And it's new. It's not like you hear the speech and you think, oh, I've heard that before. He's a great speaker, really outstanding young man. And I can see why people are clamoring to have him out to speak. It was my first time hearing him speak in person. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, he's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
And it lends me hope to know that generation. We're past the millennials now.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating Tide Pods. We've got Kyle Kashubes coming up behind them,
right? Thank you. And he wasn't the only one. There were some others who received awards today who were young and fresh and brilliant, and I just loved it.
Kyle won, and I'm proud to say this, because I won this award a couple in 2015, the Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award. And I pat myself on the back? No. I had no idea I was getting that award. Absolutely no idea. And it's a prestigious award. And there's some big names that have won that. And I'm proud to have won that. Very proud to have won that. I still can't believe I have Kyle won it today. Won the Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award today. AWR Hawkins has won that award in the past. There are many others, very big names that have won. And I just, you talk about humbling. Wow, it really something.
That's
because
phenomenal.
You don't do this stuff to win an award.
No way. No. You
do
know.
You?
No, I... So,
but you won an award today.
I did. I was really honored to receive the 2018 Journalist of the Year Award.
That I can't even tell you how prestigious that is.
It was a surprise because you and I had just been sitting there joking, you know. You said I could win one. I was thinking, I even said to you, I never win anything. I'm not getting one. Like, that's not going to happen.
I knew.
But then as we're sitting there, you said, we were talking and then I heard my name and I was like, wait a second. So I get up and I start walking forward, and Mr. Gottlieb's looking at me like, get up here. So I go up and he gives me this beautiful award, which you'll look at it on my Instagram account. I was so honored to get it because of who else was in the space. You know,
you should be.
So when you, sometimes someone will say, oh, you know, you've done this and so has this group of people. And you're like, oh, interesting. The space was rarefied today. Many, many people that I respect or have read their work or have heard of them before or have heard that they're doing, you know, a case. They're a part of a case that's going forward and is being working its way through the courts to try to defend gun rights or get rights back.
Never
so
forget what you did.
What
happened, of course, listen, what we're talking about is you go back briefly. Stacey Washington had written a piece about the National Rifle Association defending the NRA.
Yeah, well, just the members, really. All I said was NRA members are not like ISIS.
And you got fired.
Well, I was suspended, and then I quit. But effectively, by suspending me, I felt that they were putting me on the path to letting me go.
Sure.
But they were going to make a public spectacle of
me.
Best
career choice you ever made.
I think that email I sent at 11:58, I think it was, 59, I was the best one I've sent.
You are now on American Family Network. You are now on 186 radio stations.
Yeah.
It couldn't have gone to anybody better, anybody more deserving than you.
Honor.
And you're in some wonderful company. And I know
really.
It humbles you. I know from experience it's very, very
it's
humbling.
It's very humbling. And it spurs me on because I just think I am doing more. I will do more. And there were just really great people in there today who were recipients of awards. And for me to be in that group was an honor. And I'm just grateful.
Absolutely wonderful. And I can't tell you how much fun it was sitting there with you.
We were literally
because we were having fun together,
being stupid, fist bumping each other because Kurt Schilling had been saying his name and texting our friends. Like, he was showing me some pictures of his. So his wife and his kids are at this fantastic baseball game today, and his wife is looking so beautiful, you know. And then your wife,
yeah,
Mark's
she
wife.
Is, and
she's Mark's
at the,
wife.
She's at the breast cancer awareness thing at SunTrust Park with the Braves today, and they're being recognized. And
cute
she
picture
got down
of him
on the field.
And so his wife and the kids, cute picture. He shows me. Oh, they've texted in, and you know, it was just we were just having fun.
And I'm loving sitting here with you to close out segment two, knowing now that you are now forever a Second Amendment Foundation and Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I'm a proud member of the board of directors. Award recipient for one of the most prestigious awards they give out. I'm going to shake your paw now. Congratulations to you. You know I love you to death. And
thanks,
I just thank you so much for being here
Thank you for inviting me out to speak. And
we're getting ready to take a break here. We're going to come back in segment three. Don't go away. Live from the GRPC, kind of live, back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Attention, Armed American Radio listener. Remember the USCCA gun giveaway I told you about earlier? Well, if you want to win big, you have to hurry. The USCCA wants to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. It's easy, quick, 100% free, but it's almost over. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 entries to win right now. This is your last chance. If you win, you'll get $1,500 to buy the brand new gun of your dreams. And remember, it's not just one gun. You'll get 10 free chances to win. Not only is the USCCA on a mission to make sure every responsible gun owner like us is educated, trained, and insured, they just love giving away free guns. But you're running out of time. This all ends this Friday at midnight. Don't miss your last shot at getting the gun you've always wanted for free. You won't hear this again. Hurry over to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Don't miss out on this opportunity to win $1,500 in the gun of your dreams. Good luck.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Welcome back inside these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Gun Rights Policy Conference studios in Chicago today. As you know, we've been here for the last couple of hours. We are taping the program for you today so that we can bring you a guest lineup unlike anything I'd be able to bring to you live Sunday today when most people are traveling back. So we're actually taping the show for you Saturday during the day's main events. And it has been an unbelievable several hours today since 8 a.m. Let me explain a little bit. Stacey Washington's been with me for the first couple of segments on this program. She just won an incredibly prestigious award, the Journalist of the Year Award from the Second Amendment Foundation. Is extremely prestigious. We're very, very proud of Stacey Washington. I know she's going to be a part of this conference now moving forward forever, and that's just great to see. Sitting to my left, fresh off the award stage himself, is somebody that you know very well. And that is Rob Pincus, trainer extraordinaire, ICE, Personal Defense Network, good friend of mine. Mies, he's a good friend of yours. Rob, welcome to the GRPC Chicago. I'm looking at this. this is not only a great award, it's a very cool-looking piece of glass.
It's a cool award. I was shocked, and I'm super proud of that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, and I love that even the title of it, right, Defender of Liberty, in the sense that what I've really, you know, spent most of the last 20 years doing is teaching people to be prepared to defend themselves. And I always say, ultimately, the Second Amendment is about defending our way of life and defending liberty. And it's a very meaningful word. I'm incredibly proud. I was proud to be asked to speak today, and it's a big day, big day.
GRPC is, to me, and you and I go to all the venues. We go to SHOT Shows. We go to NRAs. We go to Concealed Carry Expos. Well, we did Gander Mountain events,
right,
individually,
right,
long before
right.
the advent of the USCC and the NRA's Carry Guard Expos. We were in this stuff in its infancy. How do you compare this? Because this is not the, you know, it's not the convention. It's a conference. How do you compare this?
This is really an amazing collection of people who do a lot of the hard work, a lot of the work that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, I Second Amendment Foundation, obviously, is the host. They may be the ones who are the most under-celebrated, maybe underappreciated in the community, because I think one of the things that happens is, you know, there are bigger organizations in the public eye. So when there is a collaboration on a judicial situation, on a court case, that Second Amendment Foundation is doing the big lifting, doing, you know, 80%, I think is the number that I've heard, that is positive gun legislation that goes our way. 80% of those cases are funded and participated in by the Second Amendment Foundation.
You
but
are
you don't
right.
see
it
them
is
in
80%.
The news. Yeah, you don't see them in the news as much as some other organizations, because honestly, I think sometimes the news likes to just kind of say, well, that group, you know, we're talking about the NRA. The NRA, you know, represents all gun owners, and everything that's gun bad is NRA. And for us, everything that's gun good is NRA. And that's just not fair to a lot of the people that are here, especially Second Amendment.
Rob, you're absolutely correct. We don't see that. We don't hear it. You know, I have a theory as to why. Because I don't think the anti-gun media, establishment media, wants to tout the victories of the Second Amendment Foundation.
Not just Second Amendment Foundation. I think it's that they don't want to really reveal something that I spoke about today at the conference, the fact that this is an everyday thing. It's not just the NRA. It's not just one voice or one set of talking points. The groups that are here that are represented from all across the country, whether they're grassroots, they're state-level organizations, some of them are diversity. You know, there's the Liberal Gun Club. You know, Laura was on the panel with me.
She was on the stage with me.
She
right.
also won a Defender of Liberty Award today. I mean, there's the groups that are here are so much more influential as a universe in the Second Amendment movement than just any one organization is. And it's very easy for someone to say, well, it's just this group and they're extremists. Well, you can't say that about everyone. You can't list 50 organizations. You can't list 5,000 people
right.
that are doing this work every day. So the people here really do represent the change that has happened over the last 30 years. You know, we've gone from 2 million legally armed people in public to over 30 million people today, with 17 million having permits and another 15 that can carry because of constitutional carry. And that change was really done by the people that are here at this conference. It's an amazing group.
Everybody who's anybody is representative and is represented here. And I've said this in the previous hour, in the previous few segments. It is cliche, but this is the gun lobby. When you hear of the gun lobby, that's what this is. I don't know how to stress that any better. It is the gun lobby.
Yeah, there is. Now, the thing about it is that means there's people in this room that I know, they don't get along with each other. They
of
don't
course.
Agree with things. There's
that's
people
right.
certainly that don't agree with me about everything, and I don't agree with them. But what's happening here is this is a group that is wide enough, big enough, cares enough, passionate enough to truly, I could say, the people here represent the American gun owners in all of their diversity.
There's white, black, red, green, yellow here.
They're
fighting for gun rights.
Absolutely.
And they're fighting for gun rights from all perspectives.
And there's also Democrats, and there's Republicans, and there's people that live in the inner city, and there's people that live out in the middle of nowhere, and there's people that grew up with guns, and there are people that are new to guns. There are, we have some of the guest speakers. You know, we have people that are from the baseball. We have Kurt Schilling here. We, of course, have Kyle, one of the young guys from Parkland, who, you know, it's funny watching what happens here. I think, honestly, it helps us have better arguments. It helps us have better discussions. It helps us have a better dialogue, because you can't denigrate the other kids from Parkland and say, well, they're only 17, they're only 18, they're only 16. What do they know about life? They shouldn't have an opinion. They can't even vote. And then Kyle comes up and wins the David and Goliath Award on stage. Well, I guess we respect teenagers now. I guess we're going to respect those people,
right? That's a great
right?
point. That's a great point, because you're talking about, well, we accuse the left of that all the time.
Right.
And here we've got somebody in here that he's only 17 years old. He's won two awards. He won the Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award, very prestigious award. He won the, what was the second one?
David Goliath from the Jews for
Preservation of Firearms Ownership Award. So how do we, that's what makes this so fascinating, and that's what your talk was about. Now, we've got tens of thousands of people on Facebook watching this streaming live.
Yep.
This is the largest GRPC that I can recall ever coming to.
Yeah, and it's in Illinois.
And it's in Chicago, Illinois, which doesn't surprise me in the least. It shouldn't surprise you either.
No.
I'll tell you what does surprise me. I'm surprised we haven't had any protests here.
Yeah, that's true.
Hadn't had an interruption inside the hall.
I saw a sign walking the streets. We were going to get some lunch, and I saw a sign that was, sun bleached. It was an old sign that was hanging in the window. I saw it yesterday. Just an anti NRA sign, actually, which I'm sure that person thinks means anti all gun owners.
Right.
And what was interesting to me, it immediately made me think, oh yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Are there going to be pickets? What are there? There's nothing. Illinois, there's so many good gun owners in Illinois. I teach a lot of classes in Illinois. I work with Illinois State Rifle Association. I work with Guns Save Lives are here. I went to one of their organizational meetings this year. We have several instructors in Illinois. Illinois is a great state, and there's a lot of great gun owners. And Chicago needs our help. I'm glad we're here.
It's nice to be here and be able to talk about Chicago from a gun rights policy standpoint rather than giving out body count numbers.
It is, because you know what? What I'm sick of, and I mentioned this in a group earlier, both sides, we're just as guilty of it as they are. The twisting of that data and the use of that data to try to support or make our own points, it's really not helping the people in Chicago. We need to be helping the people in Chicago.
What can we do more? Is being here helping?
I think being here helps. You know what's amazing?
The visibility definitely does.
You'll appreciate this. So I saw yesterday on Facebook, somebody actually said, why are you in Illinois? Why would you go to Chicago? What we need to be doing is you should be coming here to Georgia. Why aren't you coming to Georgia? Georgia's pro-gun. We love guns. You live in Georgia.
Of course.
You remember, what was it, 98 or 99
That's
SHOT
correct.
Show?
That's correct.
When the city was suing the gun industry, and we were all told, cancel SHOT Show. Don't go to Atlanta. Atlanta's a bad town. They don't like guns. And what did NSSF do? They gave us those little stickers to put on our money so that when we paid a bill or when we did the gun lobby, the gun industry, the gun community,
we were here. We supported
appreciate you.
Yep.
We are good people. We're going to tip you, whatever it is in the restaurants. And now people from Georgia, 20 years later, are saying, why don't you come here? You know what I'd love to see 20 years later? How about if people are saying that in Chicago? We are a pro-gun city.
Absolutely. Well said. So where are you going next? We've got about 30 seconds.
Oh, man. I'm going to spend a bunch of time in October developing content for Walk the Talk America. My new position, I've accepted a position as the Executive Vice President of Second Amendment Organization. People can see today, I know this is airing on Monday, I have just published
This is Sunday night's Monster Broadcast.
Oh, wow. I misheard you. That's great. Check it out tomorrow morning, then. I'm publishing Gun Rights Issues Manifesto from Rob Pincus.
And that's 2AO. We're going to talk about this as time goes by. This is all fresh and unfolding here at the 33rd Annual Gun Rights Policy Conference, live here in Chicago. We're bringing it to you on the MonsterCast. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, Armed American Radio listeners. If you are looking for a less lethal self-defense tool, check out the Taser Pulse. It is compact, easy to use, and doesn't require a license in most states. Using technology trusted by law enforcement, the Taser Pulse can be deployed from a distance of 15 feet and delivers a 30-second cycle, giving users the time they need to find safety. And if your device is left at the scene, Taser's Safe Escape program will replace it free of charge. With Taser Self-Defense, have the confidence and protection to live fearlessly.
Ever since I got my Taser Pulse, I don't worry about creepers when I'm out in the evenings or on runs by myself. I have class late at night, and it's comforting knowing I have my Taser device if I ever need to protect myself when I'm walking home from campus.
Taser Self-Defense is the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 15% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 15% off.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster, GRPC, Chicago, Illinois studios. Wow, how much fun is this, as I sit here in Chicago, and I'm talking right now to Alexander Rubian, the executive director. He's the
president
godfather of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society and NJ2AS.org, correct?
.org, yep.
I got the org correct. I think last time we said it, I said it as .com. NJ2AS.org. Alexander, pleasure to
have
you.
Thanks for having me back on.
Well, it's great to be sitting here with you, finally.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's a whole new dynamic when we can sit and talk to each other.
I love it because I get to see you. You definitely have a face for radio, so, you know, it's great to be here.
And likewise, and we can look at each other and face a different direction, so it works out perfect. All right, so my question to you is, here we are at Gun Rights Policy Conference. I'm doing something different, as you know. I'm actually taping the show Saturday because this is the meat of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Today. I have to moderate tomorrow, so I won't be able to do this. And some of the greatest speakers and some of the greatest activists in the gun rights community are here, walking off that stage, and we're able to bring them here, at least get them all together at one point. All right? I've asked all of my guests so far today, what do you think is what makes GRPC, Gun Rights Policy Conference, this year held in Chicago, the belly of the beast, what makes this different than any of the other venues?
Well, you know, Chicago is America's largest outdoor gun range, so it's good to be here for that.
Sarcasm taken. I understand what you're saying, right?
But, you know, it's amazing to be with phenomenal you know, individuals. It's amazing to hear about everyone's fight in their home state, because I don't care what anybody says. I'm from New Jersey, but what's happening in New Jersey does not stay in New Jersey. And you can say that to my friends in Florida who years ago, you know, they would laugh at us if we said anything about what's happening in New Jersey happening in Florida. And it's amazing about the battles that they're starting to have there. And in other states, in Virginia, for instance, and, you know, Mississippi, my friend was talking about some of the issues that they're having. And New Jersey is a breeding ground for these ideas and for the restrictions of Second Amendment rights. So that's why it's important that we, you know, we kill the cancer, we cut the cancer out in states like California and in, you know, New York and New Jersey, so that they don't get duplicated in other states.
Yeah, yours are bad. You've got arguably the worst gun laws ever in the history of
planet
Earth.
But the fact of the matter is, this didn't happen overnight.
No.
This has been happening since 1966.
And it's not going to change overnight,
either. Exactly.
And
yeah.
What's key to this conference when it comes to what you're faced with, I think, anyway, you correct me if you think I'm wrong, but we get to hear, I guess misery loves company. Maybe I'm saying misery loves company to some degree, because we get to hear from activists around the country who are telling us what's happening in California, who are telling us what's happening in New York.
Exactly.
Or what's happening in New Jersey. When do you speak? Tomorrow?
Well, clearly you missed my speech because I spoke this morning.
Oh, you spoke this morning. Okay, well, there you go. I was out here doing
I'm out of the show.
You're absolutely correct. Hey, drop your mic and walk out of here, okay?
Apparently my speech wasn't that good.
Listener, I got to tell you, you got me on that one, man.
Yeah.
You got me on No, seriously. I'm kidding aside.
I mean, I don't know how many speakers. I mean, what is it, 50 speakers?
There's 65 speakers, and they're all the best of the best.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Most importantly, you can go up to any of them, and they will be more than happy to share all their success stories, their tactics, how to fight, what works for them, what doesn't work for them. You know, we're not in a vacuum in New Jersey. I mean, Paul Vallone, a great guy. Craig Lewis and Brandon from Firearm Policy Coalition, great guys. You know, Mike with from Florida with Arms Room Radio, you know, great guys. And when we're up sometimes to 2 in the morning texting or phone calls. And even with yourself. Mm-hmm. How many times do I text you? 1 o'clock in the morning, boom, you respond with something.
Right.
If I ever needed something, you're always one of the first guys there to help us.
And you know, that's what's in – I think this – that's what's different about the GRPC. There's a networking aspect here that you can't get, it's a different type of network.
It's strictly catered to activism.
You know, Rob Pincus came on before you, and he said you've got membership from – everybody, and I keep using the cliche, and I'm using it with all of my guests, but it is true. This is the gun lobby here.
Yeah.
So when you hear the negative media talk about, or the mainstream media talk about, the gun lobby, this is it. This is what they're talking
about. I don't like to call it, you know, like the left, or put it this way, the left is fantastic and word crafting, right? Putting words together, gun violence and this and that, and it come up with these fancy terms, gun violence and, you know just assault weapons and all those things. I honestly don't think we're the gun lobby. We're Americans.
True.
Americans, since day one, were doing this. But the difference was they would, you know, when we claimed our independence, we had to, you know, millions of people died for that.
But we can't discount or ignore the fact that that's how they refer to us.
But put it this way. So
that's how we control the language.
But let's say how we control the language. If I was fighting for your rights, somebody was suppressing your right to speech, would I be the First Amendment lobby? Would I be the, you know, fighting for the freedom of speech lobby? No. I would call that being an American, because Americans fight for our individual rights and our individual independence that includes self-defense.
But
includes
let me stop you for a second.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you 100% on
that. Yeah, I know you do. I'm just saying.
You're 100% spot on. The problem that we have is, where I'm going here, is that they've taken that narrative.
Oh, that narrative, sure.
They've created that narrative. They've put us in a box.
Yes.
Why don't they have a problem? Why wouldn't that be the case with the First Amendment? Because they like the First Amendment when it applies to
them.
When it applies to them. But when it applies to us, they hate it.
Yeah.
And we become the bad guy. And it's the gun. We are the gun lobby to the mainstream media, and that has taken root.
Because it has evil and demonic connotation.
That's the narrative that they've created.
Yeah.
And when you sit here with everybody that matters in this room, and you're watching the policy go forward, because that's what it is. It's the policy conference. We're all going to get together. We're all going to talk about how we're going to move our agenda forward over the next 12 months.
Yeah.
That's what's happening over the next 12 months.
Yeah.
We've got, in 50 days from now, we've got a midterm election. That is, you heard multiple speakers today say, this is, Kurt Schilling said, this is the single most important election of our lifetime.
Yeah.
We hear that every election.
Yeah, no.
But it becomes more and more the truth, doesn't it?
Because the fact of the matter is since the day Donald Trump was elected president, they were planning. They were organizing. First, they wanted to disenfranchise and discredit him and his victory. And secondly, they wanted to make sure that Republicans and Donald Trump will never get reelected. And they've been working on that for a long time, and that's why we had to fight back. Don't become complacent.
Complacency kills the cat.
Yeah.
You know it does. Nugent told me on my show a number of years ago, apathy. Mm-hmm. Apathy is what brought us Barack Obama.
Yep.
Apathy and complacency could have brought us Hillary Clinton. They didn't. We got lucky there.
God, what a scary thought.
What a scary thought.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I could. And, well, you know, that's actually a tough question.
Yeah.
Yes, I can imagine how close we came because I know how close we came to almost experiencing that. But, no, I cannot imagine what would have happened.
Yeah.
Had you been, I like to think that I could envision it. But what we're seeing with Maxine Waters and the lunatic fringe left now, I mean, just this extremism, this obstructionism, this sheer hatred of
Donald Trump, and violence.
I don't know what would have happened if they were actually in full power.
Which, let me just clarify, Donald Trump did not create that. He didn't create that extremism. He didn't create that violence. You know what he did? He exposed it. He has shown and exposed exactly what the left is about. And that's what they've been doing. That's what they've been conspiring for decades to take over America. I mean, look at the videos coming out with James O'Keefe.
Yeah.
Like, legitimate communists are saying we are messing up, effing up government from within. And they're in government positions.
You know, you get into a whole other hour that we don't have. But,
yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. You're absolutely correct. I'm so glad you're here. It's great to have you sitting in the chair with
me
at the Gun Rights Policy Conference face to face instead of doing a call in. I love where we're at.
It's always a great time with you, no matter what.
It is. And it's always fun to sit here with you. So thank you very much
for being here. Thanks so much
for having me back on. NJ2AS.org is the place to go, right?
Yep.
All right. Listener, you are with Mark Walters, me, filling your prescription for freedom right here from the 33rd annual Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago, the belly of the beast. Hour two in the books. When we come back, I have absolutely no idea who I'm going to present to you because we're catching them as they're coming off of the stage. Some of the greatest activists, some of the greatest speakers in the nation, fighting the fight every single day behind the scenes for your right to keep and bear arms. I'm Mark Walters. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you in the next hour.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.